The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tafyut Gimel. The Gemara just says, somebody cuts down, he cuts off branches that have food attached to the branches, Kaitzer Yodois, Yodois are Makabel Tumma. The stems that are attached to food, the Halachas of Tumma V'Taira, these stems are Makabel Tumma. So the Gemara says that since we have a rule that in order for schach kosher you need to use something which is grows in the ground, it's not mekabel tumma. So these stems, even though they're pieces of wood, but because they're mekabel tumma, so long as they're attached to the food and they're serving as a handle to the food, so therefore the Gemara says you're not allowed to use these things for schach. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that even though you can't use these pieces of wood, these stems for schach, but if somebody was cutting some achilo, when he cut the branches, these stems off of the tree, his intention was he was going to eat the food, and he wasn't going to use these stems at all for schach. And then after he cut them off, he changed his mind and he decided now he wants to use it for schach. So now the Gemara says that these stems now become kosher for schach. Why? Because the halach is, as the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara explains, that once you cut off these branches, even though originally you had in mind that they should be used as stems, and therefore they are mekabel tumah, because of the halach of Yadis Ha'ichlim, still, once you have in mind that you're not going to use them as handles, and you're not going to use them as Yadis, then their tumah goes away, and they're not mekabel tumah anymore. Now that they're not mekabel tumah, so now there's no reason why they shouldn't be kosher v'schach, because the rule is only that you can't use something which grows in the ground as mekabel tumah. And these things grow fruit from the ground. And now, from now on, they're not mekabel tumah, so therefore these things are kosher v'schach. And that's the maskon of the Gemara, that's how the Gemara comes out, and that's the way it's passed in Shulchan Aruch. That in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes, the halacha is that you're allowed to use these stems for schach, even if originally he had in mind that they should be mekabel tumah because of tumas yodis. Still, and all afterwards that he changed his mind, now these things are not mekabel tumah anymore, and now that they're not mekabel tumah, one is allowed to use them for schach. The problem that the Achroinim, specifically the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh, brings from Achroinim that ask, we find the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis says that a person is not allowed to use kelim, a person is not allowed to use utensils for schach, even if they're made out of something which grows in the ground, even if they're made out of wood, let's say. The wood is gross in the ground, but it's mekabel tumah. The utensils, the kelim that are made from wood, are mekabel tumah, and therefore one is not allowed to use them for schach. And the Gemara over there on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis says that not only are you not allowed to use utensils for schach, you're not allowed to use these kelim for schach even if they're already broken. And we know the halacha is that if somebody has a kli is mekabel tumah. But if the kli breaks and it's not usable anymore, it's not mekabel tumah anymore. So you would think that once this kli breaks and it's not mekabel tumah, so now, since something that grows in the ground, and right now it's not mekabel tumah, therefore you would be allowed to use it as schach. But the Gemara says that this gzeiros chacham, and chacham made gzeiro, that you're not allowed to use shivrei kelim as schach. Since it used to be a kli, and it used to be mekabel tumah, so still we said we're afraid that if you're going to use these kelim, you might come to use kelim that are not yet broken, and they're still mekabel tumah, and those are definitely not kosher for schach. So therefore the Chacham said, don't use any shivrei kelim for schach. And that halacha is also paskin in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes, the Mechaber brings it down, in Siv Beis. He that says that something is mekabel tumah, even if later on it breaks, and now it's not mekabel tumah, it's still no good, and still, it's not good for schach. So the Aruch HaShulchan already asked this kashi, he says he doesn't understand. How do these two halachas coexist together? How is it possible? When it comes to kelim, when it comes to utensils, we say that when they're mekabel, since they were used to be mekabel tumah, so they're not kosher v'schach, even now, that they're not mekabel tumah anymore, because of the gzeira. But when it comes to the stems, the yodos ta'ichlin, there we say since they used, even though they used to be mekabel tumah, but now that you took away the tumah and you did something that showed you don't want it to be tumah anymore, so now the tumah goes away. It's as if you took it and I broke it, so it doesn't have tumah anymore. And now the halacha is that you're allowed to use it for schach. So the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand how these two halachas should be astir to each other. If the halacha is that there's a gzeir that you're not allowed to use broken kelim that used to be mikabel tumah and they're not kosher for schach, the halacha should be the same. The same halacha should apply to yodei sa'ichlin. Now, technically, you could say that maybe it's taka right. Maybe it's taka true that even though the Gemara says that the tumah falls off from yodei sa'ichlin, still maybe the gzeir does apply to shiri kelim. Yet the Aruch HaShulchan says we never find such a halacha. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha by Yodei Sa'ichlin and he says they're fine. They're not kosher. They're kosher for schach because they're not mekabel tumah. And nobody ever said that this is a problem and this doesn't fit with the halacha of shiri kelim. That shiri kelim are not kosher for schach. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say big chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that this that we say that shiri kelim are not kosher for schach. We're not allowed to use pieces of wood that used to be kelim and they're not usable for schach even now that they're not mekabel tumah, now that they're broken. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's only if when you broke it to take away its tumah, you didn't have in mind that you're going to use these pieces of wood for schach. In such a case, they were broken, and in such a case, the Chacham made gzeira that we're afraid you're going to use kelim that are not yet broken and they're still mekabel tumah, which are possible in Atayra. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in the case of the Gemara, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, of Yodei Sa'ichlin, of these stems of the fruit, of the food, that they used to be Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah, it's clear from the Gemara that when he changed his mind, and because he changed his mind, and that made it, took away its possibility of being Mekabel Tumah, that was for the purposes of using it as Tach. So, in such a circumstance, that when you actually went ahead and you deliberately broke it and you took away its tumah because you wanted to use it as chach, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in such a circumstance, the Chacham did not make gzeir. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes with a massive chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if somebody were to take a kli that used to be mekabel tumah, and they broke it, and they broke it for the purposes of using it, of breaking it up into pieces and using it as chach, then there would be the gzeira of using shiri kelim would not apply, just like the Gemara says that the gzeira of there's no such gzeira that applies to yodos ha'ichlin, and just like yodos ha'ichlin that you broke because you intended to use them as chach or kosher v'schach, so too shiri kelim, things that used to be kelim that you broke for the intention of using them as chach, will also be kosher v'schach. This is the teretz. This is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Ritzi Pesach brings in the name of the Chalkas Yoyev. Now, the Chalkas Yoyev disagrees with this teretz. Chalkas Yoyev says, no, that's not the correct way to answer the steer. Chalkas Yoyev says, it is a steer. There's a very big contradiction between these two halachas. But the Chalkas Yoyev says, you cannot take out of the Gemara of Yodos HaYuklin and prove from there that if you any time you take away its tumah, the gzeira of shiri kelim doesn't apply. Instead, the Chalkas Yoyev says a different teretz. Chalkas Yoyev says that there's a fundamental difference between the type of tumah that kelim have when you make a utensil and it's mekabel tumah. That type of tumah is completely different from the type of tumah that a stem, a yodei sa'ichlin, a stem of a fruit, has. What's the difference? Because the Torah says that kelim, the utensils that are usable, are mekabel tumah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says these things are mekabel tumah. They're mekabel tumah because they're useful. The Torah also says, we have drushes, that the stems of fruit are mekabel tumah. However, what the Torah says over there, that the stems of fruit are mekabel tumah, the Torah says that the type of tumah that the yodis have, that these stems have, they're considered an extension of the food. They have the same type of tumah that the food has. We're not thinking there are differences in the halachas of tumah v'tayra. What type of tumas could make a utensils can make kelim tamei? What type of tumas can make foods tamei? The halachas are very different. So, any event, we know the halacha is clear the Mishnayos say that the tumah that the yodis could become could accept that tumah only is only the type of tumah that it can apply to a food. It's not the stems are not food. The stems are not edible. They're not something that you eat. They're something that you use to pick up the food, and you use the food where you pick by with the stems. That's the way how you service the food. Says the Chalkas Yoyov that you see from here that the Yodis HaOichlin are not considered an independent entity when it comes to Kabbalah's Tumah. The Yodis HaOichlin, the stis that the stems are Mekabel Tumah is because they're considered bottle to the Oichel. They're considered a part of the food. So long as they're considered a part of the food, so we know the halach, just like the halach is that food can be Mekabel Tumah, so things that are part of the food, the stems, the Yodis, can also be Mekabel Tumah. However, when I rip the stem off of the food, and I'm not using it as a yad anymore, so then it's not part of the food anymore. So now that it's not part of the food, it's not considered a food. Says the Chalkas Yoyov, that's the difference between the tumah of Yodis HaOichlin and the tumah of Shivri Kalim. Shivri Kalim are metame because they're kalim, because the Torah says that all kalim are mekabel tumah. So Shivri Kalim are also, even though they don't have, you can't use them the way you could use regular kalim, but they're still considered kalim. They're considered broken kalim, but they're still kalim. So therefore, it's not considered a completely new entity that it used to be. It's considered similar to what it used to be. So therefore, the Gzeirah of Chazal applies the way Chazal made Gzeirah of Shivri Kalim. Since it still considered a Kli, even though it's not Tomei, but Chazal said don't use it because it looks like a Kli. You might come to use a Kli. However, when it comes to Yodis HaOichlin, it's a completely different rule. By Yodis HaOichlin, the whole Tumah came about because it was considered part of the food. Now it's not for food anymore. Now that you change your mind and you want to use it for stock, it's not food. It's completely different. It's a completely different thing. It's a panim chadoshes. It's something new. So since it's something new, the Chalkas Yoyov says over there the gzeir shivri kalim will not apply. According to this reasoning of the Chalkas Yoyov, it would come out that there's no way we could compare the halacha of shivri kalim to the halacha of yodis HaOichlin. And this that the Gemara says that you could use yodis HaOichlin for schach will be limited only to circumstances of yodis HaOichlin. It's interesting to note, though, that Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel seems to compare the halachas of yodis HaOichlin to Oichlin themselves. And Tosfos says that there are certain ways where you could even have something which is a food, and food is mekabel tumah. But if you take a food and you do something to it that shows you don't want to eat it, and it's not considered a food anymore, so in such a circumstance, Tosfos says its tumah would go away. And Tosfos seems to say that since its tumah would go away, you can now use it as chach. So if you see from Tosfos that something which is mekabel tumah, because of its inherent qualities, because it was an oichel. If anything, I would compare an oichel to a kli. Sooner than I would compare an oichel to a yad. According to the svar of the Chalkas Yoyov, a yad is only considered a yad. It only has a tumah because it's a yad, because it's bottled to the oichel. It's bottled to the food. But now that it's not bottled to the food, it's not considered a yad anymore. So that only applies to a tumah like something which is yodis oichel. Whereas something which is a oichel, something that's a food physically, it's still edible. You just did something that shows you're not planning on eating it, but it's physically, it's still a food. So in such a case, it would make, according to the svar of the Chalkas Yoyov, it would make sense to say that just like it would be a gzeir, shivri kalim would apply to foods, even though they're not mekabel tumah anymore. It would seem that Tosfos doesn't seem to say that. So it could be matched to Tosfos. You could say that Tosfos really is just talking about the halacha that it's not mekabel tumah, and technically speaking, you would be able to use it for stach, if not for the gzeira of shivri kalim. However, there is another teretz that's said by the Or Samech. Now, the Or Samech says with a similar, it's more similar to the Aruch HaShulchan, and basically the Or Samech is discussing Oichlin specifically. And the Or Samech says that the only time we say that there's no gzeira of shivri kalim is under a circumstance where you actually put it on top of the sukkah, and because you actually put it on top of the sukkah, that's what caused its tumah to go away. So by using it as schach, that in itself causes its tumah to disappear. So then, the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no reason to say that there would be a gzeirah of Shivei Kelim, because the only reason why we say you're not allowed to take Shivei Kelim and put them in, use them as chach, is because you might come to take a kli which is not mekabel tumah, but something like a food that as soon as you put it on the chach, that shows that you're not planning on eating it anymore, and shows you want to use it as chach, and now it doesn't have tumah. So then, under all similar circumstances, any time I would take a food and put it on top of the sukkah, it's bottle from its halacha, we consider it oichel, and now it's not mekabel tumah. Now it'll be kosher for chach. So there's no circumstance where I have to make a gzeira, because any time I take the food, and it's tumah is going to be bottle. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says by a food that the entire reasoning for the gzeira of Shivei Kelim does not apply. So therefore, the Aruch Sameach says that's the reason why there is no gzeira. The gzeira of Shivei Kelim does not apply to oichel, does not apply to foods. So what we have here basically is a fundamental machlokes between achronim. How far to take the gzeira of Shivei Kelim? The Chol Kesoyah seems to say that the gzeira of Shivei Kelim applies, is absolute. Anytime Chazal made Xerah, you can't use Shivei Kelim, and now there's no way you could use them. There is no way where you could break a Kli and take away its Tumah where the Xerah of Shivei Kelim would not apply. Whereas according to the Aruch HaShulchan, by Kelim, in the Aruch Sameach Svara is applied to Eichlin, there are circumstances where we would say that you could take something and take a kli or take a food and break it and have in mind that you want to use it as chach. And under such circumstances, we would say that then there would be no gzeirah shivrei kelim and you would actually be allowed to put it as chach. Just as a side note, it happens to be that the Mikroi Kodesh or Tzvi Pesach is actually discussing a certain minig. There was a minig in Yerushalayim that the schach that they used was actually made out of very thin wooden slats. And those thin wooden slats were sometimes made out of Shivrei Kelim. They used to take old pieces of furniture and chop them into small pieces. And that's why the Reb Tzvi Pesach says that this issue, this shaila between the Chalkas Yoiv and the Aruch HaShulchan would have a practical ramification in whether you'd be allowed to use these type of slats that were used to be pieces of furniture that were broken up. And that's why it would depend on this machlokes whether you would be allowed to use them chatchila for schach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.